Yeah, I think on the performance, especially in the first half, that the girls deserved the result for the efforts that they made. It was a big pitch. The girls really ran the legs off themselves to try get the result, and we looked to be in control of the game for long periods of the first half, you know. So absolutely devastated that we didn't get a result. I think a draw may have been a fair result over the 60-odd minutes.
But like you say, you did start the game pretty well. Amy Wilson was good from the freeze today, and I thought Katrina Murray got herself onto a lot of ball, and I suppose it just started to die away in that second half. But the first half performance, you have to take a lot of positives from that.
Look, at the work and the team play in the first half was hugely improved on from last year, and that is the main take-home message from today's match, from where we were last year to where we were. And unfortunately for us, we lost our captain on Friday night's training. She didn't make it through, so Ashley Murphy was out, and obviously we were without Sarah Harden Kenny today as well. So plus on to that, we lost two very big players, our fullback and midfielder last year, from Aoife Tormey and Bernie Breen. So to be able to fill their boots, that's a big ask, but I'm very proud of the girls there today.
Especially in that first half there, I suppose Katie Sludds made a brilliant save in that one to keep you 2 points ahead just as you were going into the water break. When you come up to half time, Clare have gotten back into the game a little bit, but you know, you'd have to be pretty happy going into the second half.
No, I thought that we were in control for the first half. It's a hectic, and it's the same forever, not making excuses, it's hectic to try to get a team together and to have the work that's needed to do to play a certain style, and the style that I have, the girls are just finding their feet with that tactic that we play. So I expect to improve, and the things that let us down in the second half especially, we'll work out during the week and try to perfect that.
You do have a big panel there, I suppose. That's the one positive thing, and plenty of girls are putting up their hand and wanting to play for the ladies football team, so you've got plenty of choice there for the games that are coming up.
Yeah, look at we keep saying this, that the girls pick the team, not the selectors, that it's what we see in training. Now, we brought on girls that weren't with us last year in the second half there and the half time. Aoife Cullen, it was great to see Aoife Cullen. She got a score in the first half. She couldn't make the start in the squad last year. She's in there this year, and she's going to be one for the future. Jane Rosser as well. So look at we have a couple of young girls coming through. It's going to be an exciting couple of years, but we just need to blend the panel together now.
Obviously, during the week you had that bit of a break there due to the COVID case on the panel. That meant you couldn't train. I suppose every bit of training counts at this stage when you're coming into a season like this after such a long enforced break. I guess that must have contributed really to the flat performance near the end of the game.
Yeah, the Wednesday night training was due to be an all-out war between the girls, for the want of a better word, to pick positions. And Friday was too close to do that for today's match. So look, it had a major impact. We're living in very, very strange times, difficult times to manage. And like, I've never had to deal with the HSE, but they were on the phone to me several times this week for half an hour slots at a time, you know. So look, I'm really glad that all the girls, everybody was tested during the week, and everybody came back negative, which was great.
That is good to hear, especially with the news from the hurlers there yesterday. You got some news about the Intermediate Championship coming up as well. So a very tough group for Wexford this year: Sligo, Longford, and last year's runners-up Westmeath as well. So I guess this is where you want to be. You want to be challenging yourself against the likes of Westmeath and Longford and that. So it'll be a tough championship though.
The championship is huge for us. I think we can compete with these teams if the squad blends in and we get our best players out onto the field injury free. I think we can compete with any of the teams. I said it to you before, I think the squad is there. It's just to build on today and continuously build towards the championship.
The league is first though, so you've got Kerry and Meath coming up. But I suppose there is positives to take from today's performance, and you know, getting a bit more training into the girls, getting a bit more time in the actual field, that'll help you push on there.
Well, look, at the championship last year, we had a neutral venue. Today we travelled on the morning, maybe 30 cars from Wexford travelling down, no hotel. That takes a savage toll, and maybe, again, you may think that I'm making excuses. I'm not. I think that there's not too many counties, whether it be male or female, would be able to play after that journey this morning. But the girls done themselves proud. I'm proud of them.
Given now that you have started with a loss and a big championship coming up, will you sort of turn your attention now to championship, or is the league the priority right now?
The priority now is to perfect what we're trying to do, the style of play, the tactical play that we're doing, and Wednesday night will be big on for that. Just to, like, very small things, we could have got a result out of today's game.